സദാശിവ സമാരംഭം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്തം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം
വാക്യവൃത്തി ഇസ് റിപ്പീറ്റഡ് ആർ കോൾഡ് പ്രകരണ ഗ്രന്ഥ റിട്ടൺ ബൈ ആദി ശങ്കരാചാര്യ. ദിസ് വാക്യവൃത്തി കൺസിസ്റ്റിംഗ് ഓഫ് 53 വേഴ്സസ് ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് ടൈറ്റിൽ വാക്യവൃത്തി ദേർ ആർ ടു വേർഡ്സ് വാക്യ ആൻഡ് വൃത്തി. വാട്ട് ഈസ് വാക്യം, വാട്ട് ഈസ് വൃത്തി? The meaning first we will see. The vakyam is called the word. The word vakyam, in this context, it means mahavakyam. Mahavakyam, it is a technical term, word used in Vedanta Shastra. Technical term means paribhashika padam, jargon. We call it as jargon, medical jargon, computer jargon. They have their own terms. Similarly, here Mahavakyam is a technical term in Vedanta Shastra. If you take literal meaning, great sentence. Maha means great. Vakyam means sentence. A great sentence. What do you mean by Mahavakya? In Vedanta Shastra it says, the central teaching of Vedanta, that which reveals the central teaching. Mahavakya is a statement that which reveals the central teaching of Vedanta. It is called Mahavakya. Mahavakya is that which reveals the central teaching of that Vedanta. You can call it as a statement. Central teaching means tatparyam. Central teaching is called as tatparyam. What is the tatparyam? The tatparyam is given through this mahavakya. Therefore, tatparya niranaya vakyam mahavakyam. That which defined that tatparya, this is the content of Vedanta, is called mahavakyam. In English also, there is an expression, they call it as bottom line. Bottom line means, they talk so much, finally we'll ask, what do you want to say, finally? That is called bottom line. For example, these politicians, when the candidate want to contest, he'll come for campaign, canvassing. And is go on talking hours together. Minimum 1 hour, 2 hours they will talk. After talking everything, what is the purpose? Put me vote. All of you give your votes to me. The content, bottom line. Whatever he speaks, so many hours, what we receive is, we have to put our vote to him. That's what he wants to say. That is called bottom line. Similarly, all Vedanta Upanishads, what is the bottom line of these Upanishads? What they want to communicate, what they want to convey. They want to convey is Mahavakyam. So therefore, these all Upanishads, there are thousands of Upanishads, but 200 Upanishads are available. In those 200 Upanishads, 108 are principal Upanishads. Among that 108, again 10 Upanishads are available with commentary. All these hundreds and thousands of Upanishads, the bottom line is Mahavakyam. The statement which reveals the tatparya, the content of Upanishads, is called Mahavakyam. Then what do you mean by real meaning of this Mahavakyam? What it wants to convey? Mahavakyam, that which conveys the Jivatma, Paramatma, Aityam. Mahavakya is that which reveals the identity between Jivatma and Paramatma. Identity means Aikyam. Jivatma means individual soul. Paramatma means total soul. And Chollam, Paramatma. So Jivatma and Paramatma are identical. Who is the Jivatma? I the Jivatma, individual level. I the Jivatma, who is the individual? Yastina. Micro Jiva. This Yasti Jiva, in Sanskrit we call it as Tvam. Guru says Tvam, you. So that Tvam and Tat, that Paramatma, Asti means Aikyam, Abhedam, one and the same, no difference, an artha. So Mahavakya is that which conveys the identity between Jivatma, me, and the Paramatma, the Ishvara, are one and the same. As a sample, from each Veda, even though Vedas have got number of Mahavakyams, for sample, we can take one Mahavakya from one Upanishad. First Rigveda we will take. What is the highlighted Mahavakya in Rigveda? It's called Prajnanam Brahma. Prajnanam Brahma, which occurs in Aitareya Upanishad. Aitareya Upanishad. Because this Aitareya Upanishad belongs to Rigveda. Since this Mahavakya Prajnanam Brahma occurs in Aitareya Upanishad, this Mahavakya belongs to Rigveda. What is the second Veda? Yajurveda. Yajurveda Upanishad is Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the Mahavakya is Aham Brahma Asmi. Mahavakya. Aham Brahma Asmi. Very, very popular, highlighted, significant Mahavakyam. And the third Veda is called Samaveda. Samaveda Upanishad is Chandogya Upanishad. Recently we have completed the sixth chapter. Tadvidya, one Mahavakya. Tatvam Asi. Tatvam Asi. Mahavakya. And the fourth, Atharvana Veda Upanishad is Mandukya Upanishad. That also we have completed long ago. Mandukya Upanishad. In that, Ayamatma Brahma Mahavakya occurs. Ayamatma Brahma. Ayam Atma Brahma. These are the four Tatparya Vakyani. Tatparya Vakyani are Mahavakyani. Four Jivatma Paramatma Aishya Vakyani are four bottom lines we can take. Now, this text Vakya Vritti take which Mahavakyamana, this Samaveda Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad, Tattvamasi is going to be the subject matter in this Vakya Vritti. So, those who have already attended Chandogya Upanishad, Sadvidya, for them it is easy to follow. Tattvamasi vichara or enquiry, analysis. Analysis or enquiry is called vichara. So, Vakya Vritti is going to do analysis on Tattvamasi Mahavakya. Vakya Vritti is going to deal with that Mahavakya or enquiry into that Mahavakya, which is called Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. This is about Vakya. And the heading, title, Vakya Vritti, Vakya is over. Now, what is left out? Vritti is left out. What do you mean by Vritti? Vritti means it has got three meanings. There are so many meanings. We can see the three meanings very popularly known. Vritti means profession. profession, first meaning. Doctor profession, lawyer profession, doctor vritti, lawyer vritti, even beggars also, uncha vritti. Uncha vritti means Jagaraja was doing that vritti. Uncha vritti. Every day they go to the house, somebody's house, they ask for bhiksha. Uncha vritti. We are also doing that only. We are sannyasis. Uncha vritti. We are not going to home to home. They are only coming and giving. Uncha vritti. Submission. Second meaning of vritti is any thought occur in the mind is also called vritti. Any thought that which occurs in the mind is called vritti. The third meaning of vritti is a brief analysis is called vritti. When that vritti is elaborated, that brief analysis elaborated, it is called commentary, bhashyam. That brief analysis or inquiry, if they elaborate, that is called commentary, bhashyam. So, Viveka Chudamani, nearly 500 verses, and Panchadasi, one Mahavakya comes, 290 verses. But this Vakya Vritti, 53 verses. That means you can imagine, a Mahavakya can be elaborately magnified in hundreds of verses. Same Mahavakya can be concise briefly in few verses. It is the greatness of the Acharyas. How one Acharya can write within short few verses? How one Acharya can write elaborate hundreds of verses? It is possible. They can comment upon, they can brief up also. So since it is a vritti here, it is a brief commentary, brief analysis. Now, Vakya Vritti, this is Mahavakyasya Laghu Vyakshanam. We can call it as Mahavakyasya. Laghu means a small, brief commentary. Laghu Vyakshanam is called Vakya Vritti. Vakyasya means Mahavakyasya. Vakyasya means Mahavakyasya Laghu Vyakshanam Vakya Vritti. So Shankaracharya gives the meaning of Tat Paramatma, from this student, you are one and the same. Shankaracharya is the teacher and the student is sitting in front. Shankaracharya says, in that Mahavakya, Tat Paramatma, you are. He is going to say, that Paramatma, you are. So, this is, in English we can call it as a great equation. Mahavakya can be called as great equation. What is Vakya Vritti? I have given. Now, what is Mahavakya? Great equation. Equation is that Jivatma, Paramatma are equated. Why it is called equation? Jivatma and Paramatma are equated. Therefore, it is called equation. Equation is equal. Equal is communicate pandra, that is equation. Suppose school college la padichitom equation nu. Equal pandra, equation. This Mahavakya is giving that identity, sameness, therefore it is called equation. It is a great equation. What do you mean by equation? Equation is that it requires a condition. To present an equation, it requires a condition. Before going to that condition, I will give you, there are two things. There must be two things. So once you want to equate, how many should be there minimum? Minimum two. அப்பதானே ஈக்குவேஷன் பண்ண முடியும், ஈக்குவேட் பண்ண முடியும். இஃப் டூ திங்ஸ் ஆர் எவிடென்ட்லி same, equalization is not necessary. You cannot equalize, not necessary, because both are same. 8 plus 8 is equal to 8 is, it is not equation. Why? 8 is equal to 8 is the same, evident, clear, there is no doubt in that. 8 is equal to 8. There is no necessity of equation. And the second point, this is the very important point we have to note. Why equation is required? Na? 4 plus 4 is equal to 8. This is not equation. Why? It is evidently clear. 4 plus 4 is equal to 8. What is the necessity of equation? No necessity. If two things are evidently different, also equation is not required. Second point. If two things are evidently same, equation is not required. 4 plus 4 is equal to 8. Equation is not. When two things are evidently unequal, not same, that time also this equation doesn't work. There is no requirement of equation. For example, 5 is equal to 6 or 9 is equal to 10, both are unequal. Both are not identical. Is equal to means what? That is wrong. It is unequal, evidently unequal. Therefore, there is no necessity of equation there. 5 is equal to 6 or 9 is equal to 10, evidently wrong. You need not require any equation there. But then where the equation required? Na? When two things are essentially same, but evident is different, their appearance is different. They are different, their difference is evident, but their essential nature is same, hidden. Evident difference, but essentially they are same. Essentially, really speaking, they are same, but paakkuradhukku sameness theriyadhu. Appoda equation venum. This is a subtle point, koncham. Evidently not equal, essentially equal. Appoda equation thevai. Adhukku oru udaharanam enna, we can take one example. 4 plus 2 is equal to 9 minus 3. 4 plus 2 is equal to, pathana, evident theriyala, unequal irukka. But konjam yosichana, anga essentially oru answer irukku. 4 plus 2 is equal to 9 minus 3. 4 plus 2 is equal to how much? 4 plus 2, 6 ni sollamale, enna sonna? 9 minus 3. 9 minus 3 how much? But adhula 6 number irukka. 4 plus 2 lo, 9 minus 3 lo 6 number e? Illai. Not evident. 6 is not evident. But essentially, 4 plus 2 and 9 minus 3 are same. இப்படி இருக்கும்போது மகா வாக்கிய வில் ஒர்க், ஈக்குவேஷன் வில் ஒர்க். புரியுறதோ? சிம்பிள். 4 பிளஸ் 2 இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு 9 மைனஸ் 3. ஆன்சர் கிடையாது அதுல. யூ ஹாவ் டு இம்ப்ளை, யூனோ, திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் இம்ப்ளிகேஷன். லட்சியார்த்தத்துக்கு போகணும். So you does the job in your mind. You have not written there. Immediately you have done the job in your mind. Essentially both are same. 4 plus 2 and chonnalu one da. 9 minus 3 and chonnalu one da. When that 6 is not evident, I need this equation. Similarly, now come to Darshtanta. This is Drishtanta. Example. Darshtanta is Jeevatma and Paramatma are superficially not identical. Jeevatma means this Sthula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram. Limited Jeevatma, who is created, who is powerless, no power at all. And who is the worshipper, always worshipping the Lord, no, Paramatma. And who is the dasa, servant of that Lord? This Jivatma, this person who is has got birth, death, yadi, all these things, very alpecient, how can be is equal to that Ishvara, the Paramatma, who is omniscient, omnipotent, Swami, is the creator, even non-only creature, only creator and a creature. So therefore, the creator, Bhagavan, is omniscient, omnipotent, Sarvajnaha, the knower of everything. But I do not know everything. How can I, the Jivatma, is identical with that Ishvara Paramatma who is total? He knows how to create everything, but I do not know anything. Even how I am created also I do not know. So superficially different. There is lot of difference. Even if you talk this Jivatma and Paramatma, Ishvara and you are one and the same, channa, aparadham, aparadham, kannu dottukon chulluva. If you go and talk at outside people, they say, even this is a sacrilege. No, this is a sacrilege. You are talking rubbish, aparadham. You are not supposed to talk. Why? There are so many differences. Where is Ishvara? Where you are? Superficially different. That evidence is what? Total difference. But whereas you see the essential nature, not visible, essential nature is not visible, not evident, but you have to grasp, you have to extract, you have to expect, you have to grasp. Then only you can arrive at that identity. Then only you can arrive at that identity, equation. You can arrive at that equation when you go to implied meaning or lakshyartha. So what Vedanta wants to say is, these differences are superficial, not real. What we are seeing the differences, Swamitvam, Dasatvam, I am a servant, Bhagavan is master, it is superficial, not real, not fact. Swami, Bhagavan is omnipotent, omniscient, sarvajnaha, sarvavit. I am alpecient, I do not know anything. This difference is also superficial, not real. Even upadhi level also, body level also, maya upadhi, Bhagavan, this body is ignorance, avidya upadhi, medium, born out of ignorance. This is also superficial difference, this is also not real. Every difference we have to take it as a superficial. Superficial and anartho, kannukku theriyum, aanalu unmai illai, as a superficial. கண்ணுக்கு தெரியும் ஆனாலும் உண்மை இல்லை. எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஷியலி ரியல் பட் ஃபேக்சுவலி அன்ரியல். இது புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். கண்ணுக்கு தெரியாததை புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். டிஃபரன்சஸ் ஆர் ஆல் அப்பியரிங் எவிடென்ட்லி பட் த ஐடென்டிட்டி இஸ் நாட் விசிபிள். யூ ஹாவ் டு கிராஸ்ப். ஃபார் தட் யூ ஹாவ் டு லிசன் கேர்ஃபுல்லி. யூ ஹாவ் டு கோ அலாங் வித் த வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் த டீச்சர். வாட் teacher want to communicate, what shastra want to communicate, what is the implied meaning? Implied meaning adhikku poyine irukkanum. I should not carry away by the words, and the words pinnadi edho iruke adukaga nama appadiye. You have to focus your mind. If you listen such a way, atra eva brahma samasnute, here now itself you can attain self knowledge. If you have that set of mind, that mindset, the mind set pannikana first. Ella radio ella set pannadhuk apuram thane paada varum tune. So to enter the mahavakya aham brahmasmi music will come when your mind sets properly for listening, when your mind sets exactly what the teacher wants, then that tune automatically rise. What tune? Tattva aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. இஸ் கால்ட் மைண்ட் செட். ஆர் யூ ரெடி? என்ன மைண்ட் செட் ரெடியா இருக்குன்னா செட் பாக்ஸ் இருக்கும். இது ஒரு மைண்ட் ஒரு பாக்ஸ், ப்ராப்பரா செட் பண்ணிக்கோங்க. அவுட் டு செட் ரெகுலரா கமிங் டு த கிளாஸ் இஸ் செட்டிங். ரெகுலர்லி கன்சிஸ்டன்ட்லி கமிங் டு த கிளாஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் செட்டிங் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட், மைண்ட் செட். நவ் திஸ் ஜீவத்வம் அண்ட் பரமத்வம், ஜீவ ஆத்மா அண்ட் பரம ஆத்மா. திஸ் ஜீவத்வம் ஜீவஹுட் பரமா த சுப்ரீம் ஹுட், திஸ் டூ ஆர் கோயிங் டு பி நாக்ட் ஆஃப். திஸ் டூ ஆர் கோயிங் டு பி திஸ் டூ அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ், டூ அட்ஜெக்டிவ்ஸ். ஜீவத்வம் இஸ் ஃபைனிட்யூட், பரமத்வம் இஸ் இன்ஃபினிட்யூட். தட் பரம மீன்ஸ் தட் அட்ஜெக்டிவ் அட் த பாடி லெவல். பரமத்வம் மீன்ஸ் த சுப்ரீம் ஹுட். பரமத்வம் போத் ஆர் கோயிங் டு பி நாக்ட் ஆஃப். And the jeeva atma lo jeeva you take out, parama atma lo the parama you take out, what remains? Atma remains. So atma is equal to atma, one and the same. As long as you hold on to jeeva and parama, they cannot be identical. How to remove jeeva? Book lo jeeva atma, parama atma, you strike off jeeva. And you strike off parama. It's good, ma? If you strike off in the book with a pen, you cannot knock off the jivatvam and the paramatvam. How can you knock off? Intellectually grasp, understand. That is called knocking off. Intellectually falsifying the jivahood and the supremehood, intellectually you falsify. You take out the reality in them, there is no reality. It is a long process. This is called self-knowledge. It is a long process, not casual study or not casual listening. It is a long, intense, serious study. Then only the student can claim Aham Brahma Asmi. How to put effort? Now, the first verse we are going to enter, first two verses are in the form of Mangala, Mangalacharanam, Mangalacharanam. Prayer verses, first verse, prayer verse is Namaskara to the Lord, Ishvara. Second verse, prayers offered to Guru, Guru Namaskara, second verse. First verse is Ishvara Namaskara, second verse is Guru Namaskara. Why one has to do this Namaskara? To remove obstacles. To remove obstacles, one has to do this Namaskara. The prayer one has to do. Since Shankaracharya is writing project, no? Vakya Vritti is writing. It is a project for him. To complete this project of writing the Vakya Vritti, he does a prayer, Mangalacharanam. The writer has to do or write a prayer verse. He has to offer a prayer to the Lord for the completion of this work. Without any obstacle. Pratibandha nivartyartham, nivrityartham, Mangalacharanam. And the teacher, if Shankaracharya writes, why we have to chant that prayer verse? Let Shankaracharya write for the completion of the work. That work is over. We are studying second verse onwards, we can study, no? But why teacher has to start with Mangalacharanam, no? The teacher also want to offer prayers for teaching project, no? For the completion of this teaching project, the teacher also has to chant the prayer. So let the teacher chant mentally. Why he has to make the students to chant? Students also has to chant for learning, for the completion of learning. without any obstacles, I have to come to class. Not only coming, after coming also, I have to understand, I have to grasp exactly what it have, it is conveying. Vandadukapra, after sitting in this class, my mind is going somewhere. That means without obstacle coming in artha. I will miss that. Therefore, the author has to write the Mangalacharanam, the teacher has to chant the Mangalacharanam, the student also has to chant Mangalacharanam. Student chanting for learning sake, teacher chanting for teaching sake, author chanting for the completion of the text. This is called parampara. What we are talking, we are going to talk that Ishwara and myself are one and the same. But what we are doing? Prayer. To that Ishwara. Up to now what I said? That Ishwara is false. His attributes are false. We are telling. And what we are doing now? Namaskara. Idenna akram. நீங்க சொல்றதுக்கு பண்றதுக்கு ஒரு நோ சாமியமே இல்லையா? ஃபார் தட் சங்கராச்சாரியர் ரைட் இன் ஹிஸ் ஒன் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் கமெண்டரிஸ் இன் ஹிஸ் அபரோக்ஷ அனுபூதி தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ சங்கராச்சாரியர்ஸ் ஒர்க் ஒன்லி அப்பான் தட் ஆனந்தகிரி ரைஸ் கமெண்டரி ஆனந்தகிரி ரைஸ் கமெண்டரி ஆனந்தகிரி ரைஸ் வை த ஆதர் ஹேஸ் டு இன்வோக் த லார்ட் Ishwara, why one author has to invoke, even though he knows that he and Paramatma are one and the same, why author has to write the prayer verse at all? He writes beautifully there in his introduction, Anandagiri, one commentator. He wrote lots of commentaries upon Shankaracharya's work. Most of the Upanishads he has written, commentary, and many Prakrana Granthas also he has written. He says, Ishwara is omniscient, omnipotent, he has got tremendous power. Since he is almighty, since he is sarvajnaha, sarvavid, since he is a creator, I am invoking him as a limited jiva. While I am writing, Atma is writing book or jiva? Jiva only, this body only writing. This body, Sula Sushma Sariram only put together, writing the book. From the Sula Sushma Sarira point, he is Alpajnaha, limited, no power, no power he is having. He do not know what is the creation, how to create anything, he do not know. From all these standpoints, he is limited. From the Upadhi standpoint, body, mind, complex standpoint, am I limited or unlimited? If I am in Kesari High School, I am not in my house. If I am in my house, I am not in Kesari High School. When I am writing, another big problem. When I am writing, I am not able to listen. When I am listening, I am not able to write. What is the greatness? Swami, when I am writing, I miss some words. What is the greatness? Whereas Bhagavan is Aishwaryancha Samagrancha Yashasya Sriyaha, all powerful mighty Lord, creator, knows everything. He can be here, he can be there, anywhere he can. Ishwara, at total level, he is powerful. Therefore, I worship. Therefore, I seek the Lord's grace. From the body standpoint, I am Alpajnaha. He is Sarvajnaha. Maya Upadhi Sarvajnaha. All knower. I am what? All knower. Our all knower. I am all knower. All knower is the Sandehanda. Namapati namak ulla enna irukka body la namakke theriyade. Therefore, I invoke this prayer. Many people have got this doubt. Even when author knows he is Paramatma himself, he is, and there is no difference. மகாவாக்கியம் பத்தி சொல்லும் போது இந்த பிரேயர்ஸ் எல்லாம் எதுக்கு என்ன? இது சகுணம், அது நிர்குணம். சகுண திருஷ்டியா தேர் இஸ் அ பேதா. ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் அ பேதா இஸ் தேர், ஆஸ் அ ரைட்டர் ஐ எம் லிமிட்டெட் பர்சன், தேர் ஃபோர் ஐ ஹாவ் டு இன்வோக் த லார்ட் ஹூ இஸ் அன்லிமிட்டெட். ஹூ இஸ் அன்லிமிட்டெட்? ஃப்ரம் பாடி ஆங்கிள் மாயா திருஷ்டியா வி ஆர் நாட் ஈக்குவல். I am limited, he is unlimited. But for Atma Vishya, both of us are one another. இது புரியணும். அசல் விஷயம் நிறைய பேருக்கு இது புரியாமலே வேதாந்தமே ரொம்ப குழப்பமா இருக்கும் நிறைய பேருக்கு. வாட் வேதாந்த டாக்கிங் என்ன? சகுண அண்ட் நிர்குண, யூ ஹாவ் டு சீ அட் தயர் ஓன் பிளேஸ். கிளியர்? வென் யூ ஆர் லிசனிங், யூ ஆர் லிமிட்டட் ஜீவ ஆத்மா. வென் யூ ஆர் லிசனிங், வென் யூ ஆர் ரைட்டிங் ஒன் அவர் கிளாஸ், ஆல் த பாயிண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் யூ ஆர் ஏபிள் டு ரிஜிஸ்டர். It is too difficult to answer it. No? So I am a limited person while listening. But with this limitation itself, you are going to own up that unlimited consciousness I am. You are going to own up that unlimited infinite Atma Swarupa I am with what? With this finite mind. Priyana? With this unlimited finite mind body complex, I am going to understand the infinite limitless Parabrahman Ahamasmi Jnana. Therefore use this body, claim that Aham Brahmasmi, drop this body. Drop this body in the equivalent. Drop means Deha Abhimana drop. I am not body, I am not this body, I use this body. For what purpose? To claim Aham Brahmasmi. After claiming Aham Brahmasmi, this body is like a paper mesh. Just I use it, that's all. I have no Abhimana at all. This is our knowledge. This is our Jnana. Now we will look into the first sloka, prayer verse. Sargasthiti pranaya hetu machintya shaktim. சர்கஸ்திதி ப்ரணய ஹேது மசிந்த சக்திம் விஸ்வேஸ்வரம் விதித விஸ்வமனந்த மூர்த்திம் விஸ்வேஸ்வரம் விதித விஸ்வமனந்த மூர்த்திம் நிர்முக்த பந்தனமபரா மபார சுகாம்புராசிம் நிர்முக்த பந்தனமபார சுகாம்புராசிம் ஸ்ரீவல்லபம் விமல போதகணம் நமாமி ஸ்ரீவல்லபம் விமல போதகணம் நமாமி. The first prayer verse, he is addressing the Lord Vishnu. What he says, நமாமி. First the verb will come first. Nam dhatu. Namami means aham namami. I salute. Namati namataha namanti. Namati namataha namatha. Namami namavaha namamaha. That's the grammar class started. Namami, I salute. I salute with whom? Here salute means, nam means to bend. Namaha te namaste. What do we say? நமக்கு மீனிங் தெரியாது, சன்ஸ்கிருத் ஞாபகம் தெரியாது. வாட் டு விசே? நமஸ்தே. வாட் டு மீன் பை நமஸ்தே? நம் தாத்து நமஹா மீன்ஸ் ஐ பௌ இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் யூ. நம் மீன்ஸ் டு பெண்ட். தே மீன்ஸ் டு யூ. தே தவ மீன்ஸ் டு யூ. ஐ பெண்ட் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் யூ. தட்ஸ் கால்ட் நமஸ்தே. பட் வாட் டு விசே? நமஸ்தே. வி டோன்ட் பெண்ட். பட் விசே வெர்பல்லி நமஸ்தே. அது எப்படி நமஸ்தே ஆகும்? சொல்றது ஒண்ணு பண்றது ஒண்ணு இல்லையா? நமஸ்தேல பெண்டிங் இஸ் தேர், பட் யுவர் ஆக்சன் இஸ் ரைசிங் த ஹெட். என்ன நமஸ்காரம் அது? தப்பான நமஸ்காரம். அதனால நமஸ்தேன்னு சொல்லும் போது இப்படி பண்ணணும். நமாமி ஹியர் இஸ் ஐ சல்யூட் யூ, ஐ பவ் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் யூ, ஐ பவ் டவுன். அத நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணும்போது எப்பவுமே அந்த நம மீனிங் இட் ஹேஸ் டு பி அப்ளைட் இன் மை எக்ஸ்பிரஷன், பாடி எக்ஸ்பிரஷன். பாடி எக்ஸ்பிரஷன் ஐ ஹாவ் டு பிரிங் இட். நம நமாமி ஐ பவ் டவுன். ஹூ இஸ் ஹி? ஸ்ரீவல்லபம். ஐ பவ் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீவல்லபம், டு த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் த டியர் டு ஸ்ரீ லக்ஷ்மி தேவி. வல்லபம் மீன்ஸ் டியர். வல்லபாச்சாரியா என்ன தெரியுமா? வல்லபராவ். வல்லபாய் பட்டேல். வல்லபான டியர் அர்த்தம், டியர் டு ஹோம், நாட் ஃபார் ஆல் பீப்புள், ஃபார் லக்ஷ்மி தேவி. ஹூ இஸ் டியர் டு ஸ்ரீ லக்ஷ்மி, ஹூ இஸ் டியர் டு லக்ஷ்மி தேவி இஸ் கால்ட் ஸ்ரீ வல்லபா. தம் ஸ்ரீ வல்லபம் டு சச் விஷ்ணு, ஹூ இஸ் தட், ஹூ இஸ் த, ஹூ இஸ் த டியரஸ்ட் டு லக்ஷ்மி தேவி, தட் வல்லபம் நமாமி. நவ் இஸ் விஷ்ணுமூர்த்திஸ் கிரேட்னஸ் ஆல் வர்க் ஃப்ரம் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன். ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ வல்லபம் நமாமி என்னது, வல்லபம் இஸ் இன் த, வேர் இஸ் வல்லபம், நமாமி இஸ் இன் த லாஸ்ட். சர்க்கஸ்தி பிரணய ஹேது மகிஞ்ச சக்தி விஸ்வேஸ்வரம் விதித்த விஸ்வமனந்தமூர்த்தி நிர்முக்தம் பந்தன அபார சுக்காம்பு ராசிம் ஸ்ரீவல்லபம் இருக்கு. ஃபோர்த் லைன்ல ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வேர்ட் ஸ்ரீவல்லபம் நமாமி. வாட் டைப் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீவல்லபா, வாட் இஸ் இஸ் க்ளோரி கிரேட்னஸ் என்ன? நவ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் அகெயின், சர்க்க ஸ்திதி பிரளய ஹேது. நம்பர் ஒன் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் அப்ஜெக்டிவ் ஸ்ரீவல்லபா, லார்டு விஷ்ணு இஸ் ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் த காஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் கிரியேஷன் சிருஷ்டி. சர்க்கா மீன்ஸ் சிருஷ்டி, த காஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் கிரியேஷன். நம்பர் டூ, அதுதானே சர்க்க தென் ஸ்திதி, ஹூ இஸ் த காஸ் ஆஃப் மெயின்டெனன்ஸ். ஸ்திதி மீன்ஸ் மெயின்டெனன்ஸ், சஸ்டெனன்ஸ். யூ நோ வாட் கம்ஸ் நெக்ஸ்ட், சிருஷ்டி ஸ்திதி சர்க்க ஸ்திதி பிரளய. பிரளய ஹேது, ஹேது மீன்ஸ் காஸ். ஹூ இஸ் தி காஸ் ஆஃப் பிரளயா, டிசல்யூஷன். சர்க்க ஸ்திதி பிரளய ஹேது, ஹேதும், ஹேது மீன்ஸ் காஸ், ஹேதும் மீன்ஸ் த்விதீய விபக்தி. டு சச் லார்ட், ஹூ இஸ் த காஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் கிரியேஷன் சஸ்டினன்ஸ் அண்ட் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன், டு சச் லார்ட் மை சல்யூட்டேஷன், ஐ பவ் டவுன் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் ஹிம். நாட் ஓன்லி தட், அசிந்திய சக்தி, அசிந்திய சக்தி மீன்ஸ், சக்தி மீன்ஸ் பவர், ஹூஸ் பவர் இஸ் அசிந்திய மீன்ஸ், அசிந்திய மீன்ஸ் திங்கபிள், இட் கேன் காம்ப்ரஹெண்ட், which cannot be unfathomable in artham, it cannot be fathomed, no? You cannot think of it, unfathomable, achintyam, chintana anna think pandran, na chintyam achintyam, think panna mudiyadan, I can think swamini, Lord Vishnupati theriyume, Chirabdishayana Narayana, theriyume anna, anna power pati cholala, His total power unthinkable, unfathomable, achintya shakti, apara shakti. Next, third one, Vishveshwaram. Vishveshwara means omnipotent, Ishwara means Lord, Master, Lord of what? Vishwam, of this whole universe, Vishveshwaram. Vishveshwaraha tam Vishveshwaram. அது இப்போ திருத்தியா ஏகவச்சனம், எல்லாமே திருத்தியா ஏகவச்சனம். சர்க்கஸ்தி பிரளய ஹேத்தும் திருத்தியா ஏகவச்சனம், அச்சிந்த சக்தி சக்தி அது இகாராந்தம், தம் என்ன சக்தி அது திருத்தியா ஏகவச்சனம். விஸ்வேஸ்வரம் விஸ்வேஸ்வரா அகாராந்த பும்லிங்கம், விஸ்வேஸ்வரம் என்ன திருத்தியா ஏகவச்சனம். தென் விதித விஸ்வமனந்த மூர்த்தி, விதித்த விஸ்வமனந்த மூர்த்தி தம் விஸ்வ, விதித்த விஸ்வமனந்த மூர்த்தி. விதித்த மீன்ஸ் ஆல் நோவர், நோவர் ஆஃப் வாட்? விஸ்வம், ஹோல் யூனிவர்ஸ். அனந்த மூர்த்தி, லிமிட்லெஸ் ஃபார்ம்ஸ், த ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் காட் லிமிட்லெஸ் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் அண்ட் ஹூ இஸ் த நோவர் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஹோல் கிரியேஷன். So, vidita, vidita means knowing, vid dhatu, to know. Vidita, vishram, anantam, antam anna limited, na antam, anantam. Murti means form, anantam murti means limitless form, infinite form. The one who has got limitless form, uncountable, to such Lord. My salutation. Next, Nirmukta Bandhana Mapara Sukhambu Rashim. One sentence, one word. Illa samasam. Okay. Nirmuktam Bandhana. Who is free from bondage? Bandha means bondage. Nirmukta means free from. Who is free from bondage? Bandhanam. Apara Sukhambu Rashim. Apara means shoreless. Param means shore, end, boundary. Aparam, na param, aparam means shoreless, limitless, endless, apar. Sukha Amburashim, the ocean of joy, ocean of happiness. Rashi means what? Heap in earth. When a huge thing is together, it is called Rashi. Our happiness is pieces. Bhagavan's happiness, joy, santosha, sukha is like that ocean. Ambu means ocean. Ambu rasi means the ocean, like happiness. Ocean has no param, the shore kadaiyadu, shoreless. The shore irukke swami enna. Indha shore, you go to that shore, other shore, impossible. Bhagavan's sukha, ananda swarupam is that much. Nirmukta Bandhana Mapara Sukhambu Rashim. What is, who is he? Sri Vallabham. Vimala Bodhaganam. One more, last adjective. Vimala means malarahitam. Vimala. Mala means impurity. Mala means impurity. Vimala means free from impurity. You know. Free from impurity. Vimala. Bodhaganam. Bodha means chaitanyam. Chaitanyam. Ghanam means not weight. Ghanama irikana, weight irikana. Inge ghanam inna, swagata veda rahitaha. Swagata veda means there are no divisions in himself. That ghanam. Oneness, homogeneous. There is no differences in himself. Ghanaha. So, Jagatkaranam has revealed. Jagatkaranam is called Tatastha Lakshanam. Bhagavan is the cause of this universe. What is the Lakshanam of Bhagavan Sri Vallabha? What are the characteristics of that Bhagavan Sri Vallabhana? He is the creator of this universe. It is one Lakshanam. What type of Lakshanam? Tatastha Lakshanam. By showing this creation, who is God? God is one who is the creator of this universe. This is called Tatastham. In the Ulagat, Tatasthama Vishindi and the Bhagavan Kamikaran. Bhagavan Engirkar in the Ulagam Undu Panditar, our Bhagavan. It is the Tatastha Lakshanama arriving at Bhagavan. Swarupam is Bodha, Chaitanyam, consciousness. This is Swarupa Lakshanam. Original nature of Lord. What are all corollaries you have to derive? Sarga, Siti, Pralaya, all is given. Vishveshwaram. Bhagavan alone is Upadana Karanam, Nimitta Karanam. Intelligent cause also Bhagavan alone. Material cause also Bhagavan alone. Goldsmith bring ornament from gold. Carpenter bring furniture from the wood. Weaver brings the cloth from the fiber. Bhagavan brings the world from himself. Adi purino. Bhagavan brings himself. Bhagavan alone is Srishti Karanam, Siti Karanam, Lay Karanam means Bhagavan alone is material cause, Bhagavan alone is intelligent cause. Goldsmith avareda, goldu avareda. Carpenter avareda, woodu avareda. So in outer that is called exception. General rule is what? The creator, the knower of that object must be different. Carpenter is different, wood is different, material is different. It is general rule, Ussarga. But in the case of Bhagavan, don't apply this rule. It is general rule, there is apavada. You cannot apply this law. Bhagavan is the creator intelligent cause to create, Bhagavan himself is the material cause. Yatho rinana bhisrajate grinnate cha. All these corollaries you have to derive more in the next class.
Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari.